Good morning, 8:37 here on the Mighty 690. A little bit of a chaotic morning here at the, I don't know if anyone else had a little power go out around town, but we did, and it was certainly not enjoyable. So we're back now, and of course we stayed on here at the Mighty 690. Some of the other stations didn't fare as well, but everything's back and in order now. So we have Coffeeville Reawakening and Denise York. How are you doing this morning?
Very good. How are you doing, James?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
You were running. You were scrambling.
I was
scrambling. Walked in,
yeah. I was getting my exercise in. So
you're the electrician around.
I am. Yeah. I take care. Take care. All getting everything back and running and crawling around and pulling wires and everything. So, we have a few items coming up here as we are into fall, and it seems like winter the last couple of days.
And then back to summer.
And back to summer this weekend. So we'll have summer and fire weather and all that good stuff. Yeah. But we have Spooktacular coming up.
We do today. There's a lot of things going on today. So Spooktacular downtown starts at 4:30. I think it runs around 6 or so. I'm not real sure, but I know there's a lot of things going on. You don't want to miss that. There'll be tons of people downtown. And are you going to be there?
Oh, I'm sure I'll be roped into it somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
it's going to be a lot of kids downtown. I know if you don't want to get clogged up in a traffic jam, you might want to avoid it if you're driving around, but and then just come on and enjoy the fun.
Exactly. And then CCC has their trunk or treat tonight also. It starts at 6, so you can come downtown, run over to the college, and I think the library is even showing movies today, kids' movies. So
okay, yeah, I feel like I saw something about that.
Yeah, and then going on into the weekend, Friday and Saturday, we're going to have Cedar Bluff Camp Spook Trail is going on, which is huge. So that starts at 7:30 to 11, Friday and Saturday nights both. Tickets are $8 to get in there, but that's a fundraiser for them. So if you haven't been out to Cedar Bluff Camp lately, you know, you need to go out and see. I mean, it's just a beautiful setting, and they're doing a lot of work there. So so let's help support them. It's 21st and 22nd, this Friday and Saturday, and then next weekend, the 28th and 29th. Yeah. I haven't been.
It's great. If you haven't been, you need to go. So it's a lot of fun.
Yep, reasonable. And then we've got, in the near future, coming up, the Candlelight Tours at the Brown Mansion. And those tickets went on sale online. You can get them for $6 each. The tour dates are going to be December 9th, 10th, 11th, that weekend, and then the 16th, 17th, and 18th. And then a single day on the 23rd. There's three tours for each night, so we're only selling so many tickets per hour, so if you're particular, get on there and get yours reserved early. I think we've sold 65 already, which
great.
Is, you know, just moving along. So you can go to coffeevillehistory.com and click and order online, and I think they'll be selling at the Chamber, too.
It sold out last year, but okay, yes, right. They do sell at the Chamber.
And then we are in the planning for Christmas on the Plaza, so more to come on that, but we've got a fun-filled two weekends with a lot of activities going on. And then I brought somebody with me today.
Yes, this is the other voice that we have on here.
So this is Debbie Smith from Coffeeville Historical Society, board member. She's got things going on.
Well, I'm sure glad to be here. So I just wanted to give some updates on some things that we have going on with the Coffeeville Historical Society. The Brown Mansion, along with the Candlelight Tours, we're going to do a poinsettia fundraiser this year. And they'll be ready after November 28th. But if somebody needs them earlier than that, we can probably work something out. But they'll be $25 each plain. They're $30 wrapped in foil. And for an extra $5, we'll deliver here.
Ooh, wow.
Within probably about 3 miles of Coffeeville.
Nice.
But that's a fundraiser to try to do some landscaping around the Brown Mansion.
How do you order one?
Oh, you can, there's a holiday open house, November 15th, and the Dalton Defenders Museum is participating in that. So be sure and come to that, and you can order one there. You can call the Dalton Defenders Museum and order one. Or you can call me at 620-515-0012. And again, my name is Debbie, and I'll help you out. So with that.
And if you can't remember Debbie's number, you can stop in at Coffee's Reawakening, and we'll make sure you get your orders.
Great.
So, and then the other fundraiser that we have is for the Dalton Defenders Museum. They have acquired a recreated gun that Bob Dalton used in the holdup.
Yeah.
I couldn't. And so he used this gun, and there's a company in Italy that's recreated it. It's called Gilberti, and it's a beautiful gun. It's got some really neat engraving on it, and it's got a pearl handle, and you can see a picture of it at the Dalton Defenders Museum.
Yeah, I've seen that. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and the tickets are $10 or for a donation, and we'll have the drawing next Dalton Defender Days for that.
A whole year to look forward to that. It's going to be great.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so you get a chance to
acquire that gun.
Right. Yeah. For a pretty good price. I mean, $10.
Yeah.
It's like a $2,000, $3,000 gun. So.
Oh, yeah. And that's always a fun thing to look forward to. You know, there's always that chance that you might get it. So
right. That's right.
A whole year to anticipate. I love it.
And then tickets run sale at?
The Dalton Defenders Museum.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Are they going to be online? Do you know? Not yet.
Not yet, okay. But next year they should be online.
Okay. Got plenty of time to get that ready. But yeah, get your early bird tickets in. The ones at the bottom of the bucket are luckier.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, good deal. That's always exciting to hear. And I guess, since I am new to town, does the Historical Society actually kind of have like an archival location or anything? Or I know you do a lot of the mansion, and I know there's the genealogy room at the library. I didn't know if you guys had an actual physical presence or anything.
Well, the Dalton Defenders Museum, that's the main focus, okay, because that brings in a lot of people from out of town. But included in the Dalton Defender Museum is a lot of history about Coffeyville.
I was really impressed with that, and just all the different rooms you have there. It's a great location, and you even had a KGGF display, which I was I gravitated. Right. I'd never been in the museum before, and it just sucked me right over towards it. I just walked right there.
And so we're trying to expand upstairs. There's room upstairs to expand.
Oh, okay.
And so there's some things we're looking at to put upstairs. There was the Exodusters, which were black people after the Civil War. They moved a lot to Kansas. And so there was a colony here called Vota. And we're trying to get some information about that to put upstairs. And so we'll have that too. But
we'd like to add some, traveling exhibits and things.
And I've located one of the ancestors of Mildred at the Brown Mansion. And so I'm going to work with her to get some more information about the Brown Mansion. She spent summers here and she's in her 80s now, so it was when she was younger. So I'm trying to get some more information about that, so we have that on display at the Brown Mansion.
Oh, that's great.
I think we have like a 2-page to-do list of things that we want to do at the Brown Mansion and the Dalton Museum. So
don't we all have at least a 2-page to-do list?
Yes.
I think I have like a to-do phone book.
Right. Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But no, that's wonderful. I mean, it's always exciting to be able to look forward to some expansions and just great work. I mean, it's a really high quality museum that you have at the Dalton Defenders Museum. I mean, I've been to a lot of, smaller town museums where sometimes, they're doing the best they can. It's just a bunch of shelves with, here's Aunt Millie's ball of yarn that she donated.
Yeah.
Or it's just like not even, there's no plaque or sign or anything, and it's just a pile of stuff, and you have to ask the person who works there who may or may not even know what anything is. So I think it's really focused on quality over quantity.
Yeah,
trying to get all that,
I've been really surprised at the positive comments from the out-of-town people that have visited the museum. They're really impressed.
Yeah, did you get a chance to look at the book of all the visitors, the places visitors are coming from? I think people would be surprised at how many people come through there in a day, or how many people we have from overseas.
We do. I mean, just like Dalton Defender Days, we had folks visiting from France, and that was great. And even when I drive by downtown, Very often, actually, especially when we've had some warmer, nicer days, see people taking pictures around, you know, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, you know, all over the place. So I think we have more people, you know, because we're busy all working, you know, in our various offices and, you know, stores. We don't realize that there are a pretty good number of tourists coming through to check out the history, because it's a pretty big deal.
Right, it is. And, you know, weekends, too. I mean, you'll notice most of the people downtown on Saturday or Sunday, there's quite a crowd coming into the museum. So if you have time to volunteer and you love history, come and join us. We need people to, you know,
to run both of these places, yeah. to keep them open. So.
And to do, you know, update the exhibits and help us. We've got a lot of stuff upstairs that we don't even have on display that we would love to be going through.
And that's one of the perks. If you get to volunteer, you get to see a little bit the behind the scenes. And
exactly.
Like I volunteered at the USS Razorback when I was in Little Rock. It's a World War II submarine that my great uncle was on. And so I got to go in places that the public doesn't get to go. So there's always perks. I mean, I got to watch the 4th of July fireworks from the sail of the submarine. Was one of three people who got to do that. I was like, well, this is about as American as it gets right here.
That's right.
I watched the Dalton raid last year from the upstairs of the museum that overlooked.
That's a great view.
The problem is we couldn't open the windows, right? So it was a little warm up there.
But well, you still hear it's still actually a little bit, it's so loud that's probably perfect. Yeah. You can still hear them.
So James, just let us know what time we can put you down for volunteering.
Yeah, right.
We'll pencil you in. And you're welcome anytime.
Well, thank you. I do appreciate it. Yeah, so. All right. Well, it's been another great update here. Lots going on in Coffeyville. And I want to thank Debbie Smith. Thank you. Good to actually meet you
fun
here.
Fun being here.
Yeah. Good to have you on here. And, of course, Denise has been great. So we will return. We got open mic. Excuse me. That's a long way blast from the past. Open line coming up here on the Mighty 690. We'll get started with your calls here in just moments.